Welcome, everyone, to a special episode of the San Juan Regional Medical Center podcast series that I am choosing to call Healing Together. My name is Jennifer Johnson. I am the Deputy Director of San Juan United Way, and I stand before you, so to speak, not only as a passionate advocate, but also as a representative of our collective commitment to making a difference. I am deeply honored to be your guide on this journey of compassion and change because I have witnessed firsthand the incredible impact that our collective efforts can have. And it's a privilege to be here today to share this story with all of you. So for those of you who may have missed our podcast appearance earlier this year, or who may be new to the podcast, new to San Juan Regional, or possibly even new to San Juan County altogether, let's kick things off by taking just a moment to understand what San Juan United Way is all about. Those of you who may be familiar with United Way worldwide know that it is a global nonprofit organization working tirelessly to improve lives and build stronger communities. Their mission statement is essentially to mobilize the caring power of communities in order to advance the greater good. But what does that mean, and what does that look like in our community? So that is the question answered differently in each United Way community, based on its resources and based on its needs. They are defined by the work that they do that directly touches their communities, and that is what I am here to talk to you about today as your local San Juan United Way. So San Juan United Way has been in existence locally for over 60 years, majorly fueled by oil and gas and coal industries. At its peak, the annual campaign exceeded $3 million and facilitated thousands of volunteer hours. But at the heart of San Juan United Way is its ability to adapt to the changing needs and the evolving resources. So as we saw an inevitable decline in industry on the horizon, we sought to adopt impact projects that could build a bridge to future success. So as I discussed in our previous podcast appearance, San Juan United Way has partnered with numerous local organizations, including San Juan Regional Medical Center, to address critical issues like healthcare, education, and poverty through these impact projects and the data collected therein. So prior to the pandemic, for example, San Juan United Way partnered with Farmington High School, Leadership San Juan, and various local individuals and businesses to launch grad coaches. This mentor-driven program was designed to match high school seniors at risk of not graduating with leaders in the community who would mentor and encourage them that they were not alone, that they mattered, and that they could graduate. So this was achieved through simple lunch meetings at the schools to which the volunteer participants would bring teenage-craved fast food. That's the incentive. That's the carrot. So the program saw a 90% graduation success rate in participants, which also increased the FHS graduation rate in general by 10%. Then as our community faced the COVID pandemic, our efforts pivoted to meet those needs. Mid-pandemic, we were able to procure over $150,000 in unrestricted COVID relief funding for local nonprofit organizations with their boots on the ground. We also launched the Community Cares Project. This project was created in partnership with San Juan County Mental Wellness Resource Center, San Juan Regional Medical Center, local law enforcement, and other first responders, and was funded primarily through FEMA's Emergency Food and Shelter Program. We identified and addressed the immediate need of individuals and families for emergency shelter to prevent exposure deaths through the winter months when they did not qualify for other shelter programs. We did this through a referral system available beyond traditional hours that would make every effort to provide not only a temporary hotel stay, but transportation and food and hygiene items. The stay was also contingent upon a meeting set for first thing the following morning with a mentor from San Juan County Mental Wellness Resource Center in order to address the situation holistically and with the hope of lifting the individuals and families out of their crisis. This program also assisted in hotel stays for COVID-positive individuals who could not safely return home to their families. So this is what we would like the community to understand about San Juan United Way. We seek to mobilize the caring power of communities by offering not only the opportunity to support a nonprofit cause for which you're passionate, but also to be a part of that greater good. So we do not offer direct services by nature and are not generally able to help individual situations as they arise beyond referral to local programs. but we are always striving to identify and fill the gaps or build the bridges necessary to address the problem systemically. So currently we see the homelessness crisis as our community's greatest concern. Many individuals and families are still one bad day away from needing food and shelter. This can come from unexpected illness, job loss, financial hardship. The new face of homelessness are people living without water or electricity or in their vehicles. Some can afford half a month in a motel on their fixed income, but are forced to live on the streets for the other half. So there's also a very great connection between homelessness and healthcare. So to set the stage for this particular audience, let's briefly discuss the undeniable link there and its impact on healthcare. So we have increased ER visits because homeless individuals often rely on ERs for their healthcare needs. Chronic health conditions, because homelessness is associated with higher rates of chronic physical and mental health conditions. Hospital readmissions. Homeless patients may face challenges in adhering to post-hospitalization care plans, resulting in higher rates of hospital readmissions. Mental health and substance abuse. Homelessness is often linked to mental health issues and substance abuse disorders, which can lead to more complex healthcare needs and utilization. Did you know that an individual's IQ actually drops 13 points when they experience poverty? The stress of the situation causes a hindrance in cognitive ability to navigate and manage that situation. So now, as a special treat, and to get a firsthand account of San Juan United Way's impact, on a lighter note, we have the privilege of having Miss Megan Culip of Basin Home Health and Hospice, whom many of you may know from her community outreach at San Juan Regional, but who's also been actively involved in San Juan United Way initiatives for several years. Megan, could you share some of your experiences with us?
Absolutely. So over the years, I've had the privilege of participating in many of San Juan United Way's campaigns and volunteer activities. I myself am a leadership giver, meaning that I contribute at a level of $500 a year, and I designate it to the Community Impact Fund because I believe in the work and the mission. I have also served as campaign chair and board president of the Emergency Food and Shelter Program, but also a coordinator of the annual MLK Day of Service through the First Presbyterian Church as an alternative to the traditional United Way Day of Caring for volunteer groups. These experiences have not only allowed me to give back, but have also strengthened my connection to the community, which is what San Juan United Way is all about.
So, for the incredible hospital employees listening, how can they get involved and make a difference through San Juan United Way?
Well, it's easy. San Juan United Way offers various opportunities to volunteer, donate, and engage workplace campaigns, just like this one. Every small effort counts and can create a significant impact. While there is no longer an annual San Juan United Way Day of Caring, there are still plenty of opportunities for individuals or teams to get involved through volunteerism. We can pair a company team with a nonprofit in need of extra hands, or an individual with local opportunities, or you can just join us for the MLK Day of Service in January. We are currently offering the opportunity to give through payroll deduction with this very podcast, during which we hope to be inspiring you to join us in the 2023 San Juan United Way annual giving campaign for San Juan Regional Medical Center by supporting either our community impact initiative or any 501c3 whose work you wish to support. 100% of your contribution is passed directly to the recipient without any fees or catches. Thanks to our local corporate cornerstone contributors, including this incredible hospital who's been supporting us for many years, you can also advocate for us or other local causes by engaging other individuals and workplaces to get involved through volunteering, corporate cornerstone sponsorship, or employee campaigns such as this one. San Juan United Way intends to direct this year's Community Impact Fund through two funding categories, a $25,000 Game Changers grant and a $5,000 Live United Way grant. The grants will be open to local 501c3 health and human service organizations serving San Juan County beyond our traditional 18 partner agencies and are intended to identify and empower the insight and innovation of local nonprofits who share our mission to make a sustainable impact on our community's greatest vulnerabilities. So the great thing about giving, Jen, is it also helps your mental health, and it really comes down to meaning and purpose. Numerous studies have shown that giving money to charitable causes can lead to increased feelings of happiness and well-being. When we contribute to causes we believe in, it often generates a sense of joy and satisfaction. And the biggest one, altruistic fulfillment. Monetary giving allows individuals to practice altruism, which is the act of selflessly helping others. Altruism has been associated with increased life satisfaction and a greater sense of purpose.
Thank you, Megan. So as we wrap up today's episode, I want to encourage all of our listeners to explore the ways that they can support San Juan United Way's mission. Remember, when we come together as a hospital community, we have the power to not only heal our patients, but our entire community. So thank you for tuning in. A big thank you for your dedication to improving lives. And stay tuned for hopefully more inspiring stories from the heart. Until next time, remember, we're stronger when we heal together.